Now, Nathaniel, Lord Jesus, I would like to share with you with God's truth.
这个月是八月份，通常我们在八月份的时候，都是我们中央教育系呢，他们那个新年末结束的一个月份。And
this month is actually August, and a lot of time the RE system will choose this month to be their to give their year-end service.
所以通常在八月份的时候，教会 都会有一个时间呢，来谈一谈有关于宗教教育的问题。So
that's why a lot of church they will utilize this month of August to talk about some problems in the RE system.
那因为小弟工作安排的关系呢，那这个安息日是八月份最后只有这一个月这一个安息日能够在这里跟大家来守安息日。And
due to my assignment schedule, I can only be here at this time in August.
所以八月份其他的安息日呢，都没有办法跟大家来同守安息。And
the rest of the weeks of August, I cannot be here with you guys to keep the Sabbath.
所以今天呢，想要用这个机会呢，跟大家谈谈有关于宗教教育的问题。So
today I would like to use this opportunity to talk about some areas in the RE systems.
那我们来借由这个我在这里这一个主题呢，来看看神。 神呼叫一个人，然后一个人的回答，以及神他所要讲的信息。So
today I would like to use this topic. Here I am to talk about how people answer this statement and what are the message that God wants to convey.
我们来看一下撒母耳记上第三章。So
let's first turn to First Samuel.
撒母耳记上第三章。First
Samuel chapter 3.
第一节，这是撒母耳的故事。
So First Samuel chapter 3 verse 1, here is the story of Prophet Samuel.
我们知道撒母耳是他的妈妈哈拿呢，这个祷告，他向神求来的一个儿子。And
we are pretty much familiar with this story, Samuel. He was born because of his mom's prayer.
那他的妈妈呢，也是照着他向神所许的愿呢。 在撒母耳还小的时候，就把他送到圣殿里面去学习服侍神。And
Samuel was sent to God's temple when he was small because his mom wanted to return her vow back to God.
第三章的第一节说，同时撒母耳在以利面前侍奉神。当那些日子，神的言语稀少，不常有默示。And
during that time, there are not that many revelations coming from God.
那所以。 所以第一节呢，这里告诉我们说，撒母耳他是在以利的面前学习侍奉神的。So
Samuel learned how to serve God, in front of Eli.
我们就看到说，这个侍奉神是要学习的。So
from here we know, in order to serve God correctly, that we need to learn.
撒母耳他是在以利面前遵照以利的吩咐，学习怎么样来服侍神。So
Samuel followed the instruction of Eli. And learn how to serve the Lord.
可是他说那些日子呢，神的言语稀少，不常有默示，神不常跟以利说什么。However,
during that time, he also records that there are not that many revelation coming directly from the Lord.
如果神的默示减少了，那么这个百姓呢，在当时候他们就不知道到底神的意思是要做什么。So
if they do not receive any revelation from the Lord, then they might not know how to serve the serve the Lord, or they might not know what is the will of God.
箴言29章的第十八节这样说。
Proverbs chapter 9 verse 28.
神的默示少了以后，民就会放肆。And
I mentioned that if there's a time that revelation of God is decreasing, then people will just do whatever they want.
箴言29章的18节。
Proverbs chapter 29 verse 18.
他说没有异象，民就放肆；唯遵守律法的，变为有福。And
here mentioned that where there is no revelation, the people cast off a restraint, but happy he who keeps the law.
所以这个异象呢，有一个，其他译本他们翻作启示，就是没有启示的呢，民就不知道说到底应该是要神要他们做什么，他们就没有一个遵循的法则。So
some of the translation text mentioned that. Vision, but sounded translated as revelation. So here mentioned that if there's no revelation, people will cast off the restraint.
那在以利那个时候，他说不常常有神的漠视，神人没有什么启示的。
So during Eli's time, there are not that many revelations coming from the Lord.
那可是以利他虽然这样，但是撒母耳还是一样在以利面前学习侍奉神哦。
Even though that was the case, Samuel was still learning from Eli.
那圣经特别说，看回来撒母耳记上第三章第二节说，有一天呢、啊，以利他睡卧在自己的地方，他眼目分花。看不分明。
And so here records an incident that Eli was sleeping and his eye was turning blurry.
那这里表示说以利他年纪已经大了，他老了。
So here emphasizing the fact that Eli was advanced in age.
那当然年纪大人就早早去睡觉咯。
So since Eli was old, that's why he go to bed early.
那第三节说神的灯在神殿内的柜那里还没有熄灭，撒母耳已经睡了。
So, and here records that Samuel also went to bed early.
神的灯在神的殿内的约柜那里还没有熄灭，表示说，照理说应该是要熄灭嘛，哈。他这样描述的时候。
And here mentioned that the light of God was still on.So that's why, so Samuel shouldn't be sleeping during that time.
然后就是不是神的灯在神的殿约柜那里还点着，还没有灭，表示说他们有时候是把那个灯关掉，就是没有灯啊。
So supposedly they should put off the light before they go to bed.
啊，那为什么这个神的灯会熄灭？
And some people might ask, what is the reason that the light of or the lamp of God can be off?
当神要摩西设立会幕的时候，有关于点灯的事情，神特别吩咐过的。
And God also created and give instruction regarding the timing of putting light on and light off.
神的灯要在殿里面常常点着，其实不可以熄灭。
And according to the law.The light in the temple should be always on.
我们看利未记的二十四章。
So let's turn to Leviticus.
利未记二十四章第一节。
Chapter 24, verse 1.
二十四章第一节说，神晓谕摩西说，二节。
Verse 2.
要吩咐以色列人，把那为点灯捣成的青橄榄油拿来给你，使灯常常点着。那这里就描述说，神的殿里面要常常有青橄榄油，可以让这个灯常常点着，不会熄灭。
So here it mentions that command the children of Israel that they bring to you pure oil of pressed olives, for the light.
圣殿里面的这些橄榄油一定是要百姓奉献来的才有。
So those oils are coming from the offering of the people.
如果百姓他们都会把青人橄榄油拿到会幕，拿到圣殿去，那个灯一定可以常常点着，不会熄灭。
So if they offer those oils to the temple, then the lamps can be always burned.
但是到以利那个时代，看起来神的灯有时候是会熄灭的。
However, during Eli's time, it looks like this lamp might sometimes go off.
为什么？
What is the reason for that?
因为可能没有油，可能不够油了。
Because they might running out of oil.
因为你这个灯要常常点着，一天24小时一直点着。那个油要蛮多的哦。
Because in order to keep the lamps running, you need a lot of olive oil.
那表示说一定要有人愿意奉献才会有油。
So if you trace back to the source, you know that someone gotta offer those oils.
如果油少了，这个油要节省，可能就有时候会关掉了。
However, if people do not offer, sometimes in order to save or to be conserved, they had to put off the lamp.
那表示说从这句我们看到说当时的百姓有人可能不愿意奉献呢。
So, based on this phenomenon, we might think that perhaps people during that time or some of the people do not wish to offer.
那为什么百姓他们不愿意奉献呢？
But what is the reason that people do not want to offer?
神他不是一直都爱他的百姓吗？一直都祝福他的百姓吗？
Didn't God love his people?
是啊，因为神一直都看顾他属他的选民。
And the answer is yes, because God always look after his people.
百姓会之所以不愿意奉献，实际上是有原因的。
And there's a reason why those people do not wish to offer.
因为在圣殿服事的这些祭司， 让百姓很失望。
And because those priests who serve in the temple, they disappoint the people during that time.
如果撒母耳记上第二章，如果我们有读的话
，If we look, we go back to First Samuel chapter 2,
在第十二节开始就在描述以利的两个儿子，他们当时是怎么对待百姓的。
And starting from verse 12, here records that the two sons of Eli, how bad they treat their people.
圣经说他们是不认识神的恶人。
And the Bible describes them are those evil men who do not know God.
但是他们却是在圣殿里面服侍神。
However, they are the ones who serves in the temple.
那在第十五节、十六节的地方啊。
And in verse 15 and 16,
就看到说这个祭司当时都是怎么样抢那个百姓献祭那个祭肉去吃。
And here records how those two evil people, they take away God's offering in the temple.
他们都等不及说要百姓把那个献祭的事情做完之后才能拿取那个祭物。
They cannot even wait till people finish their sacrifice, and then they just took it right away from there.
十七节说这两个少年人的罪在神面前呢是很重，他们藐视神的祭物。
So in verse 17, here records that, therefore the sin of the young men were very great before the Lord.
那如果有这样的祭司在圣殿里面，这些你想这些百姓会乐意奉献吗？
So you imagine that if you were the people during that time, when we see those two priests in the temple, would you still have faith in God?
那这个祭物的事情其实还算小事呢。
And actually, this matter in terms of sacrificing was still very minute.
如果跟第二十二节所描述的他们怎么样在会幕那里跟那些妇人苟合这件事情，那个抢祭物的事情就是小事一桩了。
However, if you compare to what happened that is recorded in verse 22, they committed a fornication in the temple, then that's even a small case.
那我们就看到说，当时候神的灯啊，在会幕那里会熄灭，这个就是因为在圣殿里面服侍的这些祭司啊。根本上就是让百姓不愿意再来奉献，不愿意再来献祭了。
So by knowing all this, we might know why the temple is running out of oil, and we probably understand why people do not wish to offer during that time.
那这也是为什么在那些日子神的言语会稀少的原因。
And that becomes a sole reason why God's revelation has become diminished.
那在这个情况下，圣经在撒母耳记上第三章的第四节，神呼唤撒母耳，撒母耳说：“我在这里。”
And in First Samuel chapter 3 verse 4, God called upon Samuel, and Samuel said that here I am.
那时候的撒母耳还是童子，还是少年人呢、哦。
And during that time, Samuel was still very young.
那神叫他
，and Samuel, and God called upon him.
叫他的名字说撒母耳
，and God called his name.He called him Samuel.
那撒母耳就很直接的反应说我在这里啊。
And Samuel answered, naturally saying that here I am.
那撒母耳之所以回答这样是因为他以为是以利在叫他。
And the reason that he answered right away because he thought that, Eli was calling upon him.
因为撒母耳已经在睡觉了。
Because Samuel was sleeping already.
那他以为以利叫他，所以他就跑到以利那边去说你叫我。
Because he thought that Eli was calling him, that's why he went to Eli's place and asked him, "Do you call me?"
那以利本身也在睡觉了。
However, Eli himself was sleeping also.
所以第五节，以利才跟他说：“我没有叫你啊，你赶快回去睡觉。你一定听错了。”
So in verse 5, he said that, "You just go back to sleep. You probably heard it wrong."
第六节，神又呼唤撒母耳。
And in verse 6, God called Samuel again.
那撒母耳又起来了。
So Samuel.Arose again.
又跑到以利那边说你叫我。
And he went to Eli and told him that you call me.
我们中文用疑问词就是说你呼唤我吗，其实在原来的圣经里面是肯定句的，是你叫我，是很清楚的，我没有搞错的。
And in the Chinese translated version, he said that did you call me? But in English version, he said that you call me for sure.
那以利就说没有啊，我没有叫你啊。
However, Eli said, I did not call.
那时候就叫撒母耳再回去睡了。
So, he told him, just go back and sleep.
第七节，那时候撒母耳他还未认识神，那时候也没有得过神的默示，他还不知道什么叫做神叫他。 没有那个经验的。
And in verse 7 it records that because during that time Samuel did not yet know God and he did not any experience receive any revelation from God.
第三次第八节说神第三次叫撒母耳。
And the third time the Lord called Samuel again.
他要跑到以利那边说你叫我你又叫我了我在这里。
So the third time he arose and went to Eli and tell him that here I am for you did call me.
这个时候以利他才明白说是神在叫童子撒母耳了。
And during that time Eli perceived that the Lord had called the boy.
那这个时候以利就对撒母耳说了你现在去睡如果再听到有人叫你你就要说他说神啊请说仆人静听。
So Eli told Samuel, say that go lie down and it shall be. If he call you, that you must say, speak, Lord, for you servant hears.
好，结果这个时候撒母耳就去了，他就仍然睡在他原来的地方了。
So Samuel went back to his place and he slept.
第十节说，神又来站着。站在那边。
So verse 10, now the Lord came and stood.
像前三次一样呼唤说，撒母耳啊，撒母耳啊。
And call us at the all times, Samuel, Samuel.
这次撒母耳回答说，请说，仆人静听。
And this time Samuel answered, speak, for your servant hears.
那结果呢，诶，神就开始跟撒母耳讲话了。
So starting from that moment, the Lord started to speak to Samuel.
11节神对撒母耳说，我在以色列中必行一件事情，叫听见的人都必耳鸣。
So verse 11, and the Lord said to Samuel, behold, I will do something in Israel at which both ears of everyone who hears it will tingle.
这一段圣经我们有没有注意到一个问题呢?
So have we noticed something special in this verse?
今天早上神在从荆棘火焰中叫摩西的时候摩西一说我在这里。
So in the morning that we share a message, when Moses said, here I am, one thing happened.
然后神就接着告诉摩西说他是谁他要摩西做什么。
So during that time, God told Moses who he is and what God want him to do.
但是这一次神叫撒母耳以后
However, this time when God called upon Samuel,
诶神就没有讲话了。
And God didn't say anything.
接下去神好像就看撒母耳有什么反应而已哦。
And it seems like God was merely to be there to observe what Samuel will do.
连续三次神都没有讲话。
And during three times of those calling, God did not mention anything.
所以神叫撒母耳似乎有一个特别的目的。
So it seems like there is a special purpose for God to call Samuel.
然后一直到撒母耳跑去告诉以利说你叫我。
Only until Samuel went to Eli and told him that you call me.
一直到第三次以利才明白说哇原来是神在叫撒母耳。
Only till the third time when Eli realized that is God's calling.
然后以利就告诉撒母耳你要怎么样回答神。
Then Eli taught Samuel how you should respond.
神在叫你的时候你不用说我在这里神已经知道了神知道你在这里啊。
So, you don't need to say that here I am.
因为神已经来站在他的旁边了。
Because he knew that you are there and he's stood right next to you.
是神知道撒母耳在哪里。
So, in this case, God knew where exactly Samuel is.
但是以利就告诉撒母耳说你要说请说仆人静听。
However, Eli taught Samuel, saying that, you know, speak, Lord, for your servants hear.
那表示说以前神曾经叫过以利。
So, that meant that, Eli was being called by God before.
以利知道当神叫他的时候他应该怎么回答。
So, he knew,how he should respond when God called him.
他就把这个经验告诉了撒母耳。
So he shared that experience with Samuel.
诶果然这次当撒母耳一回答说请说仆人静听。
So when Samuel answered, speak for your servant hears.
哇结果神就真的讲话了。我要在以色列当中行一件事情叫听见的人都耳鸣。
Then the Lord said to Samuel, behold, I will do something in Israel at which both ears of everyone who hears it will tingle.
什么叫做让听到人会耳鸣呢?
So what does that mean that the ears of everyone who hears it will tingle?
我们是否曾经有一个声音会让我们耳鸣会耳朵这样轰叫的?
And have you ever experienced that, any sound that will make your ear tingle?
那个声音至少要很大声大到会让我们耳鸣一直耳朵轰叫的是可能要像那个战车或者是那个 那个炮哈、哦，战争用的那个大炮蹦出去的时候的声音才会耳鸣啊。
So in order to make your ears tingle, that volume got to be really great, such as the cannon firing in during the wartime or something like a tank.
我记得有一次我真的听到一个声音叫让我耳鸣的。
And it's one time that I experienced something that make my ear tingle.
那是我在中学的时代参加过一次的所谓的战斗营，站在一辆坦克车旁边。
And during my middle school year, there's one time I joined a battle camp.
那坦克车要发射那个战车炮。
And I was stood right next to a tank, and the tank was about to fire.
当然，那个炮弹本身是空爆的，是不会爆炸的。
Of course, that the bullet that fired by the tank is not going to explode.
但是因为这些学生要见识一下什么叫战车这个坦克车在发射那个炮弹的时候是怎么一回事。
However, the school want to make students know how tank fire is bullet.
我们那时候一群学生傻傻的坐在坦克车旁边，也没有戴耳塞。
So during that time, a lot of students will not realize this fact, and just they all stood right next to the tank.
啊，那时候那些军官那些阿兵哥也都不管那些学生。
And those soldiers and the officers, they were just standing around.
他们想说这个也不是真的炮弹，所以大概没关系。
So they thought, because they thought it's not a real cannon, so it's probably okay.
就坐在坦克车旁边，那个战车炮就发射出去了，嘣一大声。
So once the tank fire, it creates a very great sound.
那真的耳朵耳鸣了好几天，听不到声音。
My ear was tingling for several days and cannot even hear anything for several days.
那时候都很担心自己的耳膜是不是破掉了。
And I was afraid that my eardrum was broken.
感谢主还没破。
And thank God it was still in shape.
要让我们的耳鸣真的是要很大声、很震惊的一个声音的。
But from that experience, I know that in order to make your ear tingle, you gotta experience something that is in a great volume.
那神告诉撒母耳说，他要宣告一件事情，让听到的人不可思议，会觉得说，怎么会是这样子的？
So the Lord said to Samuel that he will make, he will going to do something that is very incredible, that people will be amazed.
而且这件事情还是关于以利家的事情。
And that's something that God want to do is related to the family of Eli.
我们现在要回来想，为什么神一开始叫撒母耳的时候，他都不讲话，不讲说他到底要做什么。
So first we should think about,Why God kept silent when he called Samuel?
而且神向撒母耳所传达的信息竟然是跟以利家有关系的，为什么神不直接跟以利讲呢？
And the second thing that we should think about is the message that God want to share with Samuel has something related to Eli. Then why didn't God tell Eli directly?
为什么要透过一个童子来传达一个让人会耳鸣的宣告呢？
So why did God want to go spread this incredible message through a boy?
我们可以看到一个事实，神曾经跟以利很亲近的。
So behind those, we probably know or can tell that God was once close with Eli.
但是现在神不要跟他讲话了。
However, now God did not wish to talk to Eli.
即使要讲有关他自己的事情，神都要透过另外一个童子来说了。
And even though God want to say something about Eli's situation, he has to go through a boy.
这个叫做为什么神的远已稀少，不常有漠视。
So that explains why a phenomenon that God's revelation was almost diminished.
神是不是故意的
？Is that God purposely want to do that?
因为神如果一叫撒母耳，就直接把他要讲的信息让撒母耳知道以后。
So what happened if God just told Samuel after he called Samuel?
以利他也不知道说神跟撒母耳说了什么话。
Then the Eli probably wouldn't know what God had spoken to Samuel.
但是就是因为这一连三次，让撒母耳跑去找以利，以利才明白说，现在神要跟这个童子撒母耳讲话。
And just through the three times that Samuel went to Eli, then he realized that God want to speak to Samuel.
我们不知道说以利他那天晚上他是不是还睡得着。
So people might wonder, is Eli was able to sleep during that night?
但是看起来撒母耳他是睡着了，他是又听到第四次神叫他的声音才回答说，请说，仆人静听。
However, we know that Samuel answered the Lord on the fourth time.
那表示说， 神是要故意让以利知道，现在这个信息是要让撒母耳知道，由他来传达信息给你的。
So God intended to let Eli know that he was sending a message, or he's going to give a message to Samuel, and that message is related to you.
曾经神也是这样子叫以利。
And we probably know that God probably used the same way to call Eli.
现在神竟然不要再跟他讲话了。
However, now God did not wish to speak to him anymore.
神说什么？
So what did God say?
十二节说，我指着以利家所说的话，到的时候，我必始终应验在以利身上。
And verse 12, in that day I will perform against Eli all that I have spoken concerning his house from beginning to the end.
我曾告诉他必永远降罚以他的家，因他知道儿子作孽，自遭诅咒，却不禁止他们。
And verse 13, for I have told him that I will judge his house forever for iniquity which he knows, because his sons made themselves vile and he did not restrain them.
第十四节说，所以我向以利家启示说，以利家的罪孽虽献祭奉礼物，永不能得赎去。
Verse 14, and therefore I have sworn to the house of Eli that that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be atoned by sacrifice or offering forever.
这件神的这个宣告真的是叫做让人耳鸣的宣告。
So that's a message that will make both ears of everyone tingling.
这是一个很严重的事实。
Because that is a very severe fact.
因为神曾经派神人去告诉以利他家这个儿子们所犯的罪。
Because God has sent his people to warn Eli about the iniquities of his sons, two sons.
二章的第二十七节开始，就是神派一个神人到以利那边去对他所讲的一个信息。
And from 1 Samuel chapter 2 verse 27 records that God has sent a man to tell him about this thing.
第二十九节神特别说，
And in verse 29,
我所吩咐现在我居所的祭物，你们为何践踏？尊重你的儿子过于尊重我，将我民以色列所献美好的祭物肥己呢？
Verse 29, why do you kick my sacrifice and my offering which I had commanded in my dwelling place, and honor your sons more than me, to make yourself fat with the best of all offerings of Israel, my people.
这里就看到说，以利他说，神的信息是以利尊重他的两个儿子过于尊重神了。
So God told Eli, saying that he honored his two sons more than God.
然后神就说，既然藐视我的，他就必被藐视。
And the Lord told him, since you despise me, then I will despise you as well.
然后在你的家中必永远没有一个老人家。
And God cursed him, saying that in your entire household there will be no elders.
你家里面所有的人都死在中年。
And all of your all the men from your family will die in the middle age.
神已经曾经这样子派神人去宣告过，这个一个很直接的事实，一个宣告了。
And God have made this proclamation through a son of man before, and now.
但是看来以利他虽然得到这个信息，但是事实上他已经无力再挽回任何的改变了。
So during that time, Eli cannot do anything.
所以神再一次的透过撒母耳去做一个这样的宣告。
And this time God sent the same message through a boy.
他说，我告诉你们家的这些事情一定会应验的。
So God was trying to say that the thing that I mentioned before will one day come true.
虽然献祭奉礼物这些罪都没办法再被赎去。
Even though you try to make an offering or sacrifice, your sin cannot be atoned.
为什么神要让撒母耳知道这些事呢？
So what is the reason for God want Samuel to know?
撒母耳他基本上他是不敢去宣告的。
And basically, after Samuel heard that, he dared not to send that message.
所以圣经在第三章的第十五节才会说，撒母耳睡到天亮，就开了神的殿的门，不敢把末事告诉以利了。
So verse 15, so Samuel lay down until morning and and opened the doors of the house of the Lord, and Samuel was afraid to tell Eli the vision.
然后这个时候，以利他当然知道昨天晚上神叫了撒母耳。
And of course, Eli knew that God called Samuel a day before.
他叫了撒母耳来。
So that's why the Eli called Samuel.
我儿撒母耳，撒母耳就说，我在这里。
So Samuel, he said, Samuel, my son, and he answered, here I am.
然后以利就说，神跟你说什么，你一定不能够这样隐瞒，你一定要把全部告诉我。
So in verse 17, and Eli said, what is the word that the Lord spoke to you? Please do not hide.
18节撒母耳就把一切的话都告诉以利的，并没有隐瞒啊。
So verse 18, and Samuel told him everything.
那当然以利就知道神的意思了。
So Eli knew what God was trying to say.
他说这是出于神的，愿他凭自己的旨意而行。
And he said, it is the Lord, let him do what seemed good to him.
到这个地步，其实一切都已经太晚了。
And at that moment, he knew that everything was too late.
以利的家就只能在那边恐惧战惊，等候神的审判来到。
So the household of Eli, all they can do is to wait God's time.
那从这一段圣经里面所描述，到底让我们看到什么样的道理呢？
So from this description, in the scripture, what can we learn from it?
神叫撒母耳。
So God called Samuel.
他要借由这个动作让以利知道神真的立了撒母耳是一个立他为一个忠心的祭司。
So through that action by calling Samuel three times that make known, to Eli and saying that, he will make Samuel, faithful, servant.
这个祭司是要照他的心意而行的。
And this priest will do according, to his will.
他要行在我的面前。
And Samuel will walk before the Lord.
那以利他曾经也是这样行在神面前的。
And Eli was one just as Samuel, who is walking before the Lord.
可是就是因为他尊重儿子过于尊重神。
However, he honored, his two sons more than God.
他知道他儿子作恶却没有禁止他们。
He knew that, his sons, was committed, evils and sins, but he did not stop them.
最后真的被神弃绝了。
And till the end, his entire house, was forsaken by God.
所以当神叫撒母耳的时候，撒母耳回答说，我在这里。
So when God called Samuel and Samuel answered, here I am.
神并没有讲话。
God did not say anything.
我在这里其实是不够的。
So it's not enough, to be there.
神叫我们真的要回答的是，请说，仆人静听。
So when God calls us, what we need to do is to say, speak, your servant, hears.
神的指示，仆人在这里领受。
So I will, receive and carry out your will.
领受之后要改变，要照着行。
So after we receive the message from the Lord, we should transform ourselves and carry out the action.
我们就看到说，神让撒母耳他学习怎么听神的呼叫。
So God, would want Samuel learn how to respond through this process.
今天我们教会其实有很多的道理都是从上一辈留下来的了。
And, today, a lot of teachings, that we know today is coming from the previous generation.
我们很多美好的这个属灵上的从这个圣经里面所领受的，很多都是我们上一辈因为圣灵的感动，神给他们的智慧，让他们看到真理，然后一代一代的传下来。
And a lot of teaching that, a wonderful teaching that we know today are coming from the generations or generations before.
那我们现在也需要把我们的这个道理再传给下一代的。
And we should do the same thing to pass on this experience or teaching.
那这个道理其实我们领受完以后，我们很重要的是我们要很肯定的以尊重神的态度来让我们的下一代真的知道神的法则。
So after we receive those wonderful teachings, we need to, pass it down with this, reverence attitude.
然后知道他们做恶一定要禁止。
So once we know that our next generation is doing something wrong, we need to help them and stop them.
因为现在我们的恶已经不是所谓像当时祭司以及这两个儿子去苟合去抢神的祭物，不是这种恶了。
And, the sins that we committed in this generation is not something just like, taking, a sacrifice from the temple or commit fornication in the temple.
但是我们要从主耶稣的角度里面看，什么叫做恶？因为在神眼中的恶事的罪，是跟我们人间是更严谨，是更高的。
And instead, we should take the perspective of Jesus, to think in the same way and to know what is sin, in the eyesight of Jesus.
凡是神不喜悦的事情，其实都是恶事。
So anything that Jesus, does not like.Those things are sins.
我们要让我们的孩子知道什么是神不喜悦的事。
So we should, teach our next generation and have them understand what are the sins in God's eyesight.
什么是神喜悦的
？Or something that God pleases.
那我们如果能够教导他们这样子持续的来服侍神。
So if we can teach, that way and have them worship God and serve the Lord in that manner, in the same way.
那神的灯在神的殿里面一定不会熄灭。
And then we know the lamp, in God's house will never go off.
教会里面一定是充满神的恩典。
And the church will be filled, by God's grace.
我们的弟兄姐妹一代一代的人一定很乐意的奉献，因为神的恩典在我们身上，我们会感恩。
And all generations of TJC, they will be very willing to offer because they are very thanksgiving to God.
那我们在这里面所领受神的话语一定不会稀少。
And the words that will be, that we, or words or revelation that we receive from this church will never, diminish.
因为神他说这个地方是他立名的居所。
Because he, God told us that this is his house.
那这里面的人就是要像以利他以前曾领受过的，请说仆人静听你所说的话，仆人都照着去做。
So people who are here should be just as, Eli once before that when God called him, he will say, speak your servants here.
但是我们看到说当我们真的没有把教育下一代这个工作把它做好的时候，渐渐的神的漠视就会稀少。
However, if we fail to teach our next generation correctly, then God's revelation will start to diminish.
但是反过来如果人就照着神所说的去做呢？
However, in the flip side, if men do according to, God's will,
那就神就与他同在。
Then God will abide with men.
所以你看撒母耳他怎么样？
So what we can see in Samuel is,
看第十三章的第十九节。
So let's read chapter 13, verse 19.
撒母耳长大了，神与他同在，使他所说的话一句都不落空。
So verse 19.
十九节，
三章十九节 ，Chapter three, verse 19. Excuse me. So Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and let none of his words, fall to the ground.
第二十一节说，神又在示罗显现，因为神将自己的话默示撒母耳，撒母就把这话传遍以色列地。
And verse 20, and all Israel from then, to But Sheba knew that Samuel, has been established.
神再一次的向他的百姓、他的仆人显现。
And in verse 21, then the Lord appears again, in Shiloh.
把他的信息传给他的仆人，由他们去传遍整个以色列地。
And God passed down his message, through, his prophet, and his prophet, conveyed that, throughout the entire land.
这两代之间差在哪里？
So what is the difference between those two generations?
差在有没有真的说请说仆人静听。
So the major difference lies upon that statement, speak, Lord, your servants hear.
我们所说的听是要听而去行的。
So when we say, listen, that means that we will take in the message and will carry out the action.
以利他接受了神人来的信息，但是他其实也没有改变。
So even though Eli,Later on, he did receive message from God, but he did not have any transformation, and he did not do accordingly.
所以从这里我们看到说，我们今天要怎么样避免重复以利他的错误
？So how can we avoid or prevent ourselves being like Eli?
我们的做法就是我们要从我们真的教育我们下一代开始做起。
So what we can do is to start, educating our next generation.
以利他有很好的经验呢、啊。
And from this, description in the scripture, we know Eli has a good experience.
他的经验至少已经传给了撒母耳了。
And at least we know that he passed down those experience to Samuel.
以后当神在叫撒母耳的时候，撒母耳就知道怎么回答了。
So Later on, when God called upon Samuel, he knew how to respond.
他知道不是说我在这里。
It's not merely saying that, here I am.
是说请说仆人倾听。
Instead, he says, speak, Lord, your servant hears.
那所以我们在面对我们中国教会我们这些学生他们一代一代的一代一代信仰的传递这个很严肃的工作上来看这个问题。
So when we are passing down our experience, from generation to third generation, this can be a very, serious, issue that we need to know.
我们一定要知道说神的法则在哪里。
So number one thing that we do know first is to know the law of God.
要让我们的下一代知道神的能力神的可畏。
Then we should make our next generation known that God is fearful.
我们看诗篇78篇。
So let's turn to Psalm.
第四节。
Psalm chapter 4.
诗篇78篇第四节。
Psalm, chapter 78, verse 4.
我们不将这些事向他们的子孙隐瞒，要将神的美德和他的能力，并他奇妙的作为述说给后代听。
Verse 4. We will not hide them from their children, telling to a generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done.
第五节说，因为他在雅各中立法度，在以色列中设立法，是他吩咐我们的祖宗要传给子孙的。
And verse 5, for he established the testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers, that he should make them know to their children.
第六节说将要生的后代子孙可以晓得他们也要起来告诉他们的子孙。
Verse 6, that a generation to come might know them, the children who would, to be born, that they may rise and declare them to their children.
七节说好叫他们仰望神不忘记神的作为唯要守他的命令。
And verse 7, that they may set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commands.
这些就是神告诉我们要教导我们下一代的一个法则。
So from, verse 4 to 7, it tells us a guideline how we should teach our next generation.
让我们每一个人都能够回应神的呼唤。
So we hope that everyone can respond to God's calling.
请说，仆人静听。
And speak, Lord, your servant hears.
那我们都能够尊重神。
So we can all respect God.
然后用神的法则来教养我们下一代。
And to teach our next generation according to God's law.
那这样子，我们在身上一定会常常有神给我们的启示。
So if we are able to do so, then we will definitely receive God's revelation.
圣灵的感动在我们身上都是活泼明显的。
And we can definitely see the movement of the Holy Spirit in us.
在神的家里面一定是充满神的恩惠。
And we can definitely see the house of God is filled by God's grace.
神的灯一定是常常点着。
And the lamp of God will be always on.
愿神祝福帮助我们。
May God bless and help us.
能够带领我们的下一代。
And to help us direct our next generation.
我们来唱诗378首。
Let's sing hymn 378.